Country Bob FM.
Nice. Friday train whistle here to get you going into the weekend and to start your weekend, the Bob Almanac here. And then we're going to roll on into your no-repeat workday with a long, tremendously long stretch. A bomba long. It's like the twins' bombas.
Right.
Or bumbas. Some say bumbas.
Bumbas.
Bumbas. I prefer, because I think it's supposed to be like, it's Latin, it's Spanish, so it'd be like hombre. So I think it should be bomba.
Yeah.
Not bamba or bumba. I think it's supposed to be bomba. But I don't know. I only took 4 years of Spanish in high school, and that was a long time ago. Today, Friday, September 27th, 270th day of the year, 95 left. Today, our patent of the day is a patent for the matchbook.
Mm.
The book of matches, book matches, patented by the Diamond Match Company. That company is still around.
Yes.
They still have diamond matches. You can buy them in the big boxes or in the little book. I was never good at lighting book matches, you know, because they're very flimsy, and then you had to really kind of get your finger down close to the actual accelerant and everything that's on the end, you know, the business end of that match. And
did you ever have a little piece of the business end light and then stick to your index finger?
Never had that happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds painful.
Oh, it is painful.
Maybe a little on the hot side.
It burns.
I think Bert Blyleven was very good at using book matches because he was the hot foot.
Yeah, he was an expert.
So that was 1892. 1938.
Thanks for the memory of Santa.
This song, Bob Hope.
Nothing in my purse.
It was in a movie, the big broadcast of 38, and then it was heard on his radio show for the first time, the Hope Bob Hope Show.
Yeah.
Thanks for the Memory. A lot of people say it's Thanks for the Memories, but the actual title of the song is Thanks for the Memory.
Okay.
Just one memory.
Sure.
And hopefully it's a good one. So that was this date. And that pretty much became his theme song, his signature song.
Yes, it was.
And he sang it probably thousands of times. In 1954, this time on TV.
Now to meet the star of our show, Steve Allen.
Anyway, in case you're just joining us, this is tonight. And I can't think of too much to tell you about it, except I want to give you the bad news first. This program is going to go on forever. Boy, you think you're tired now.
Steve Allen didn't know how prophetic he was.
Yeah.
It is still going on. The Tonight Show debuted. It was just tonight when it first started out with Steve Allen as the host, 1954. And I'm sure you can chronologically list all the hosts of The Tonight Show.
Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, mm-hmm. Jay Leno,
mm-hmm.
Conan O'Brien,
and then Jay Leno,
and now Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, very good.
Thank you so much.
So that was 1954, still going strong. Let's jump ahead a decade.
Through questioning of every possible witness, restaging of the events of the morning drive, the commission reports that the fatal shots that entered President Kennedy's head and throat were fired by Lee Harvey Oswald from the Texas School Book Depository, acting solely by himself, and that there was no conspiracy, either foreign or domestic.
Warren Commission issued their report, and that was the result of their report. People still weren't happy with it.
No.
They thought there was still a second shooter somewhere on the grassy knoll. The movie JFK in the 90s dug all that up kind of again.
It was such a... The grassy knoll was such a small little place.
You've seen it. You've been there.
Yeah, we went. I stood right on the street on the X. There's an X where John Kennedy took the first bullet when he was in the back of that convertible. And I stood on the street. It's kind of a busy street, but I ran out for a quick photo op. And then they had the window still open in the hotel where supposedly, you know, allegedly... the shot was fired. It was eerie.
Yeah, it took almost a year because it was November 63 and then 64 here, end of September, that they came out with the Warren Commission report. 1970 on this date.
From New York City, Ted Mack and the Original Amateur Hour, brought to you by Geritol.
I was going to say it.
You knew it. You must remember this.
I knew.
And now here is your host, Ted Mack.
Ted Mack. The Original Amateur Hour. Do you like to say amateur or amateur?
Well, I like amateur, but I usually say amateur.
The original Amateur Hour aired for the last time on CBS. It had been on TV for 20. That was the original name of the Bob Almanac, but even I couldn't stretch the almanac to an hour.
Right.
So that was this date.
Before there was American Idol these other shows.
Yeah, let people.
There was the Ted Mack Amateur Hour.
Yeah, it was very popular. Obviously, it was on for 22 years. And here's my question to you: should I start taking Geritol?
No better time than the
should
present,
be taking
Jim.
It all. It sounds like a tasty. Tasty medicine. 1995, the U.S. government unveiled the redesigned $100 bill. This thing looks strange.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like something, you know, aliens, or it looked like foreign currency from another country, with an off-center, bigger portrait of Ben Franklin. And you look at all the other ones that have been redone, the 100, the 50's been redone, even the 5, but the old greenback, the single dollar, old George, it's the same.
It's
they haven't
the
changed
same.
The $1 bill yet. Because nobody counterfeits the $1 bill. That's why.
Yeah.
They don't need those kind of protections.
I'm looking at the off-center Ben right here. I happen to have one on me. It's the most money I've ever had in my pocket at one time.
So that was this day, 1995. You've got a hundo there, huh?
See?
Nice job. And then 2017.
You know, when I was a kid and got a hold of a nickel, I thought I was rich. I didn't turn on my nose at pennies either. Today, some folks won't even bend to pick them up.
So true.
Well, here's a bowl of steaming Quaker oatmeal. And I can't
tasty.
Think of a healthier way to start the day. Cost you one nickel and 4 pennies. So if you can't be bothered with nickels and pennies, throw them in a jar. Start an oatmeal fund. Quaker oatmeal.
That guy's smart. And that's Wilford Brimley. How's he doing on his diabetes? Do you know?
I think he's doing quite a bit better.
He must be winning the battle because he's 85. And it must have to do something with all the Quaker oats that he ate.
Yeah.
And,
sure.
That's got to be a key to his longevity. Wilford Brimley is 85 today. Also on our birthday list.
She looked at me with big brown eyes and said, "You ain't seen nothing yet. But my baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. Here's something that you never gonna forget."
Randy Bachman, Bachman Turner Overdrive, started in the Guess Who. And he's told this story about this song. We might even mention it, that originally they weren't supposed to have the stuttering part of "Baby, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet." And they just kind of recorded it that way to have some fun. They were just fooling around. Ended up being the one they released.
Yeah.
Mega hit.
Mega.
He's from Canada. He and Burton Cummings.
Sounds like a live version here.
Oh, you know what? I like to use live versions. A little different than the canned studio version.
Yeah.
So Randy Bachman, and he said here, I remember when Chuck and John were on, they interviewed him, and he says he actually prefers Bachman.
Yes,
as
that's
the
right.
pronunciation
too,
of his name. He's 76. Here's another guy who could sing.
And all I can do is keep on telling you I want you.
I want you.
I need you.
I need you.
But there ain't no way I'm ever gonna.
He could hit some notes that a man just should not be able to hit.
You know,
operatic. Really, when you think of his songs and the things that he did with, what's his name? Is it Jim Steinman?
Yes.
Is that the right name? Something like that, where they did that Bat Out of Hell. And
That whole album was...
Yeah, Paradise by the Dashboard Light has several different movements in it. You know where he got the name Meatloaf from his football coach? Come on, Meatloaf!
Yeah.
Come on, make the block.
Well, he went with it. Changed his name
there.
Legally to it.
Yeah, he sure did. And that was Meatloaf, everybody, is 72. Mike Schmidt, he's hit a few home runs.
Yeah.
Is he a member of the 500 home run club? I think easily.
He's
Philadelphia Phillies. Mike Schmidt is 70 today. So earlier this week, it was National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Yeah.
And somebody texted in their favorite one-hit wonder, and they mentioned Sean Cassidy, the Do Ron Ron. And I didn't text back, but I go, "That's sorry," because he had a couple of other top tens.
He really was
a couple top 20s, including this one, Hey Dee. And you loved him in the Hardy Boys.
Oh, for sure.
He was a teen idol.
He was Joe, the younger of the two Hardy Boys.
Half brother of David Cassidy.
Yes.
Sean Cassidy, 61, I believe, what's her name from Facts of Life? Natalie had a pillowcase with his picture on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was very good.
548 homers, by the way.
Getting into a little more current music, although this was like late 90s. That's current for me.
I remember that one.
Third Eye Blind, the lead singer from that group, Stephen Jenkins, is 55. Gwyneth Paltrow is on our list here today. Gwyneth?
Can I get a double pizza burger, chili fries with cheese, and a large chocolate milkshake?
Nicely done. I'll have the exact same thing.
And that was just the appetizer.
Right.
There she is in Shallow Hal. And, of course, she can also... She can Iron Lady.
She is.
And she came to the rescue. No more spoilers there for Endgame. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Everybody's seen
today.
It by now.
Our rapper of the day is Trick Daddy.
Oh.
Is 45. Lil Wayne is also a rapper in 37. Here's another almost the same era as Third Eye Blind. And another group.
Almost the same song.
Right. You had Third Eye Blind, and now this is Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
Brad Arnold, who's the front man for Three Doors Down, 41, and she was one of the Bellas in Pitch Perfect.
Aubrey, maybe Becca has a point. Maybe we could try something
new.
Excuse me? Aka, it was Anna Camp is 37, and one more. I'm playing all kinds of new music here today. Avril Lavigne, 35.
Pretty talented lady.
Here today.
Yeah,
she can play guitar and do all kinds of things.
Sure.
There you go.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten today. American revolutionary and statesman Samuel Adams. He's one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and he's a fine brewmaster,
You know
too.
What? I hope his family held on, his estate held on to his likeness. The rights to his likeness and his name, because he'd be making a lot of money off of that beer.
They sure would. The year he was born was 1722. Businessman James Dole. Where would we be without James Dole? Would we have canned pineapples?
Mm-mm.
Would we have some of the other fine fruits?
Mm-mm.
James Dole, 1877. Actor William Conrad.
I'll say this about the fat man. He's a sweet guy.
Listen, creep. I'm gonna take you apart like a clock.
He can be tough when he has to be.
It is TV.
Jake Childs. Don't ask me how he can live the way he does on a cop's salary. Some people do seem to like him, however.
It sounded like the fat man was a little jealous there, but you know, if you spend less money on fast food there, fat man,
right,
you probably can live like Jake.
He drove a fine, sweet car, though, too. The you know,
in canon or in
well,
the
really,
fat man.
I guess that was more in canon.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that was like the Mercury Mark V or whatever it was. Yeah, it was smooth.
The front end, you know, just the front end was as long as a bus. William Conrad. He was also the voice of Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke on radio. William Conrad. He's done a lot of voiceovers too. 1920. Actor Carl Ballantyne. He was McHale's Navy. He was the first mate. And you may recognize this theme. It's TV theme time for sure now. And one of the greatest of all time. We're talking about actor Greg Morris today. He was Barney on Mission Impossible. He also starred with Robert Urich in the program Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, 1933.
What was his strength as an agent?
He was a kind of a tech guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Greg Morris, born on this day, 1933. Fine sportscaster and journalist Dick Schaap. Son Jeremy Schaap also followed in his father's footsteps, 1934. And remember Don Cornelius from Soul Train?
Hey, Don, welcome aboard. I can guarantee you'll enjoy the ride, especially if you like your soul ice cold, because none other than the Iceman himself is going to be looking you
George
right
Gerben?
Dead in
yes,
your eyes
he could be.
After this very important message.
He's going to finger roll right through Don Cornelius' afro,
right?
Which was sizable.
Yes, it was. And impressive. Soul Train legend Don Cornelius, 1936, and from the group Men at Work, Greg Hamm. Oh, very nice.
Traveling in a fight-dum-bay, yeah. On a hippie trailhead full of dum-bay. How about that for...
That was pretty good.
How about that for poetry? Traveling in a fried-out combi... On a hippie trail, head full of zombie. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And then they mixed in a Vegemite sandwich in there, too. I don't know if that was for breakfast or for lunch.
I had to look up Vegemite sandwich to see what it was.
So he was the guy who played the flute and the sax.
Yeah, Colin Hay, of course, was the lead singer for the group Men at Work. But Greg Hamm there, flute, keyboard, sax. Greg Hamm, born on this day, 1953. They're gone, but not forgotten.
You know what else is gone?
I don't.
The week.
We're done?
See you later.
That's it.
Yeah. And a reminder, keyword Garth today. MyBobCountry.com for more information on the four wheels of fun.
Just do it.
ATV giveaway. Everybody have a good weekend. Would you like to start this long stretch of music, a.k.a. a Bobathon, with Restless Heart? Why does it have to be wrong or right? Earl Thomas Conley, Fire and Smoke. Or Tracy Byrd telling us about the first step.
I'm going to go Earl Thomas.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1.